Rochelle Hatfield is the newest member of the Unalaska City Council. She was appointed last month, beating out four other applicants for the seat vacated by Mayor Frank Kelty. Originally from Hawaii, Hatfield moved to the island in 2010, following her sister, Deputy City Clerk Roxana Winters. KUCB sat down with Hatfield to talk about her priorities as she assumes her first term in public office.
In Hawaii, there's this saying called malama pono, and what that means is do right and to take care. And I think that that is the core of who I am. When I first got to Unalaska, I worked just shy of 5 years at public safety. I was a communications officer and 911 dispatcher. After that, I did a small stint with the court system. And then I recently was with the PCR, being able to interact with everybody and to see what the island was made up of made me want to get on to council even more.
You were appointed to your seat after applying to fill a vacant spot. Why didn't you run for one of the open seats during the regular election?
One, I needed to make sure that I was able to commit, because this isn't something that I take lightly. And if I wasn't able to commit myself, and if I wasn't able to have my husband commit with me, then I would have to step back. We talked about it for a very long time, and we both agreed that this is something that I wanted to do and that he would support me. It was just a matter of finding the right time. The other part to that is everybody that is on city council now, including Mayor Kelty, I didn't want to run against them. I voted for them. It ended up that Mr. Kelty became mayor and the seat was vacant. That was a perfect opportunity then for me to put in my letter of intent and graciously accepted the appointment.
Now that you've assumed your seat, what do you think is the biggest challenge facing Unalaska right now?
Well, obviously, there's going to be some state and federal monies that are going to be extremely tight. So taking a conservative look on how we go forward with capital projects and things like that, using other resources, I think, is a great way to address that and to be conservative.
You mentioned other resources. Where can the city find alternative funding?
Well, you know, there's a lot of monies out there in grants and things like that. So being able to combine those type of resources, look at what we're doing and what we can do differently to maybe enhance some of those fundings.
But if the city has to make budget cuts, what types of programs will you fight to keep?
For me, what I am passionate about and what I want to bring to the forefront is our youth. And I've always had a soft spot for our seniors. One area that I'd like to look at is a mentoring program, helping kids moving forward and deciding what career they want to get into. Then they go off to college and then they come back with a degree. They've done an internship. What a great way to come back and give back to the community, right? The seniors, they need to not be forgotten. And I want to make sure that that's the case. I initiated the Alert One system. I'd like to bring to the table some discussions about assisted living. Unfortunately, we all get old and we all get sick and we all need help. So to have an assisted living program of some sort, what that would entail, I don't know. And that would obviously involve some research. But to even have that type of program, I think is essential.
And now, the other half of the equation, in your opinion, what types of city spending should be up for review?
Right now, I'm open to hearing what is on the table. So until I gather that information or that information is presented, I'm remaining open-minded, but also making sure that I'm not just looking for today, but I'm looking years down the road.
That said, are you open to receiving feedback and ideas from your constituents while you're in office? And if so, how?
Absolutely. You want to talk to me, you want to share your thoughts or your opinions or your concerns, you can get in touch with me by sending the city clerk an email and they would forward it on. If you see me walking in the street or in the store, to me, I am city council 24 hours. You want to talk to me, I am absolutely open to you.
That was newly appointed City Councilor Rochelle Hatfield. She'll hold her seat until the next regular municipal election in October.